Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. Two scoops of raisins, poops on occasion. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Yes, thank you so much to Euripides Shorts. Catchphrase superstar! Catchphrase superstar. He knows what he is. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. And what a show we have today. By the way, my name is Scott Aukerman, and very excited about today's show. We are mid-Octi-Doggy, in my opinion, one of the 12 spookiest months of the year. And we're heading up there, rushing along towards All Hallows Eve coming up next week. But before we get to that, we want to listen to this show. Of course, spend a little bit of your time with us today before you put on your Halloween costume. Coming up a little later, we have, interesting. We have an English person. That's the only description. I don't know whether that's someone who comes from England or someone who teaches English. We will find out, I guess, when that person comes on. We also have my former DARE officer. That'll be exciting. Officer Dreary. I'm sorry. I guess that's what we used to call him, was Dreary, but it's Dreary. We also have a writer and an actress and a comedian, and she'll be coming up, and that's very exciting. This is a packed show, especially for Octi-Doggy. I mean, usually in Octi-Doggy, there's no room to breathe. I don't know what that means, but I guess, no, it's packed because usually we stretch out and relax in October, but this week is packed. And so that'll be coming up a little later on the show. And
all right, that sounds good. Let's run it back. And this one's for real. We're rolling.
Did that
on this
sound
one.
Good? I don't know. Stumbling around.
I'm rereading the contract you gave me, and it says I should just say that one sounded good after you
Thank you, Gino. I appreciate
that. Soft pitch some notes to make it clear.
I need that boost of confidence. Really appreciate it. So go ahead and do your SP.
Sound speeds.
Oh, okay.
Wait,
I mean your soft pitch.
Oh, my soft pitch.
Not your SS.
Oh, okay. My soft pitch. Okay, well, soft pitch is technically what I do when I put, like, tar on my flaccid penis.
Of course, yes. But the slow pitch is something else,
by the way. Slow pitch. Actually, that's kind of uncomfortable.
That's primarily with lesbians as well.
I got a little bit of trouble for that one.
Yeah.
I thought you did a great opening.
Thank you so much.
I love that you didn't mention any of the people's names except for the officer. I think people are clear about what month it is, what month this episode is.
I find that 12 years in, that's all I have left to talk about.
Is we're in the middle of this month that I have a cute name for, and it's not going to be the end of that month.
Some sort of context to what is going on in my life, which happens to be what month it is.
Yeah, you know, you start to realize just talking into a microphone in this kind of room, all the days blend together, and you start to realize who the fuck fuck am I?
But hey,
who the fuck is anybody?
At least we're back in this type of room instead of back in the old types of rooms. Gino, it's so good to see you in person. My intern, Gino, for those of you who have are new to the show.
That's me, baby.
Gino Lombardo. Gino Lombardo. Yes.
Gino Lombardo.
You're here so infrequently, I don't get to know your personal details all that
much. Yeah, you know, you say that all the time, but it's been a decade now. I feel like just allow me to pop in every once in a while. I don't know anyone else who gets the whole, hey, I haven't seen you in a while, you fucking freak.
Well, everyone else is a guest of the show. You're supposed to work here.
Right. Oh, that's my main
difference.
And
you come every 3 months.
Yes, fair enough.
Of course, you live in
Long Island.
That's right.
I live on Long Island.
You live, okay, right.
Yeah,
sorry.
You don't live in the island, you live on the island.
Oh, I see. Because if you were living in Long Island, you would be like subterranean or something like that?
Yes, actually, you would be living in Long Island is a tiny, when you say in Long Island, you mean a tiny town, which is called Tiny Town in South Merrick, Long Island.
Oh.
If you say I live in Long Island, people know you mean you live in Tiny Town,
really?
Which was a development built for little people that now normal sized people do live in, but none of the ceilings are over 6 feet tall in the houses.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So I could not live there unless I wanted to develop
you could
some sort of
live,
back problem.
Yes, you could live there if you were like fully adopting the Gandalf role play that I know you've done a few times in the past.
This actually is not a bad idea.
Oh, here we go. He's busting out his big pipe and his white robe.
Here's my huge staff.
Oh,
that's not my staff.
Yeah, that's a medium soft staff if I've ever seen one.
Gino, what's been going on? God, I haven't seen you
so
since you were on
much.
Zoom.
You have no idea how so much stuff has happened to me. I can't wait. Oh, wait, right. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it, and you should hear about it all on the new season.
Wait, you wanted to come on this show just so you could say I'm not going to say anything?
Okay, well, I got some cool stuff that happened to me. So
okay.
My name's in the Pandora Papers.
What? Well, oh, you're kidding. What, the ones that were just released?
Yeah, that's right. Apparently, me having all my money in dark money accounts all across, all of my, I've been putting my Nassau Community College credits in an offshore bank account, but I didn't know that this offshore bank account was also being used by Boko Haram.
So you put your credits in there hoping that they would accrue.
Yeah,
and
I could gather them up and leave with like a dozen associate's degrees
right,
from Nassau Community College.
Because you
still
have not graduated, even though it's been about 10 years that I've known you as an intern.
Yes, I wish I could graduate, but they keep telling me that there is no graduation from an associate's degree program. We're not an accredited university in that capacity, but I keep saying, fine, 9 more credits, I'm going to work again with Comedy Bang Bang, even though I'm well into my 20th year of my life.
And I have to say, I'm generous to give you those credits.
I agree wholeheartedly. I do not enough work for the credits.
You haven't even gotten the waters yet.
Oh, my bad. And to be fair, though, just to like a little bit of a defense for old man Gino over here, for Uncle Genie, let's just say,
I dream of Genie.
We all dream
boing
of Genie. Yeah.
I just did the Genie, like I did the nod and I crossed my arms.
But but then you did boing.
Yeah,
the kind of dreams I'd be having of Genie, except mine are Aladdin Genie, and it's Robin Williams just painted blue doing, you know how he does black people's voices like way
right,
too
yeah.
frequently in his
yeah,
stand-up?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not
and
even
Native
gonna,
Americans.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
He does, he's free to be like, this is how gay people talk to me.
Sure.
I love improv. Don't you love improv?
Improv is great. I've never tried it, but I hear it's amazing.
I refuse to try it because it's an art form relegated
to
only
little
the best.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of it in that Mrs. Doubtfire movie at the beginning.
Oh, yes, the drive-by fruiting?
Is well, no, he wasn't improvising in the fruiting, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't cross over the improv with the fruits.
I just watched it for the first time, unfortunately, before I started. Oh, there's the waters. Before I started the Scott Hasn't Seen podcast, I watched it about 8 months ago during quarantine, and I did not know he was a cartoon voice actor in that.
Oh, it's finally something that lets him be himself in a movie.
and that they had animated the cartoon already and just wanted him to stick to the script.
Yeah,
and he couldn't do that. Because they're like, look, the mouths aren't going to match if you don't stick to the script, Robin Williams.
Yeah, it seems like some people are airing some grievances they maybe had with the actor Robin Williams at that point. The studio's like, can you put in some notes where this motherfucker refuses to just sing along to the Genie song?
It's exactly what happened in Shark Tale. Will Smith would not stick to the script.
Oh, man.
I have so many
stories.
Save
that for your WGA panel on writing for Shark Tale.
Yes, of course. That's coming up. Maybe the 20th anniversary?
Wait, are we in
2020?
The middle of October? Is it Halloween season just yet? Dads and grads, back to school, get a backpack.
It's the first full 15 minutes. And then I get to Shark Tale questions.
Okay, well, I'm here for that, as you know. Big Shark Tale head over here. Haven't seen it yet. Refuse to watch it until you...
But you like the whole aesthetic.
I love the aesthetic. I have all the toys and
Will
shit.
Will Smith... as a fish underwater. Three things combined.
What else do you fucking need? Billy Smith, he's a fucking legend. Put him in everything.
That's true.
I love that dude.
Put him in Legend. I Am Legend.
Put him in I Am Legend, for real. Actually, he was in I Am Legend. I watched it in the theaters, and he was doing, when he was doing chin-ups in that one scene, a woman next to me actually said out loud at the screen, Jesus fucking Christ.
Because
he was so hot.
He was so hot.
Shot of him doing the pull-ups, yes.
How long ago was I Am Legend? Because he, like all human beings, has gone downhill with age. I mean, we all do it, but...
Well, yeah, I was about to say the same thing about Will Smith. You know what I noticed?
Proudly so, he's out there on Instagram. He's in these streets, and he's
I think he's just good at social media. He's got like a team.
He's very
of
self.
Fucking,
yeah, he's self. Facing. He's taking off his shirt and going like, "Boy, I've really lost the bod.
Oh, boy, I really almost lost the pursuit of happiness."
Yeah, that's the one that he almost. That was
what's
he
the one he has,
himself.
He has one that has pound Matrix. In the title, but I couldn't even figure it out.
Pound in the title.
I was like, I lost
hashtag pursuit of happiness.
No, I know. Fuck, not that one. I was saying 12 pounds. 7 ounces. He has.
You thought it was 12 hashtag 7 ounces.
Yes. That's what I was thinking of. Of course, the hashtag. I keep calling it pound because I grew up in pound. You know, star 69.
Right.
66,
yeah. Pound that dog.
The dial. You know, busy signal fix.
Exactly.
A dial down the middle. 1-800 call ATT with Carrot Top.
Of course, and David Spade and the late Phil Hartman.
Oh, what a legend, yes. David Spade.
If only for his 1-800 collect commercial.
I haven't seen Phil in anything else.
Yeah, those are that's all.
That's all I need
to see.
Yeah. I watched that in a Lionel Hutz blooper reel, which was really fun.
Wait, bloopers from?
I don't know how they got it. I don't know who. What happened first? The recording is the Lionel Hutz guy a reel?
He's another guy that they animated those bloopers, and they were like, "Hey, Phil, read these bloopers, would you?"
And Phil's like, "Oh, my wife's a fucking pain in the ass. I'm not dealing with this shit."
But tell me what's going. So you're in the papers.
I'm in the Pandora papers,
right?
Because I have a lot of overseas investments.
Right. And is that the radio station Pandora? Is that how they got the name for
them?
Oh,
shit,
because
they're also owned by SiriusXM.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, no. They're going to come in here in a second.
Stay on business, daddy. Last week, tonight, that's what John Oliver calls AT&T.
No idea.
Yeah, me neither, but that's what other people keep shouting at me online. Business daddy every time I put...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, every time I'm walking down the street in one of my Joss A. Bank suits, everyone starts screaming, "Look who it is, business daddy." And I go, "That's Biz Zaddy for short." Zaddy.biz is, you know.
Of course. Yeah. Do you have Zaddy.biz yet?
I don't.
You gotta get that.
I got Zaddy.ninja, which has been helpful. I got Zaddy.limo.
Okay.
I just waiting on .biz.
Is it not available? You're waiting for it to expire with someone?
It's not available. It's some, honestly.
Someone squatting?
I feel uncomfortable. Maybe we should bleep the, because if someone underage goes to Zaddy.biz, they're going to be upset.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
we'll bleep that. We definitely will.
Yeah, someone who has, honestly, any like normal worldview might be absolutely destroyed by the website.
Yeah, we'll make sure that no one goes to that. We will not say Zaddy.biz
on this. Yeah, my aunt looked at it, and she aged like the Ark of the Covenant guy. Like, I don't know what the fuck. She was like, "I chose poorly," and she was like,
No, the Ark of the Covenant guy, he just melted.
Oh, I'm okay.
You're thinking of the Holy Grail guy.
I'm thinking of the Holy Grail guy. Yeah, the guy who chose poorly. Because she chose poorly.
She chose poorly to look at Zaddy.biz, which we will bleep out, by the way.
Yes, of course. Let's make sure we bleep out Zaddy.biz.
Okay, we will bleep out Zaddy.biz. No problem.
All right,
go ahead.
And I'm overseas. The money, I'm getting tied up in what I don't realize. I guess some of my money was used to purchase machetes that were used to decapitate journalists.
Oh, no.
And so I'm kind of in some spicy hot water.
Some of your college credits were used.
Yes. Somehow some of my Nassau Community College credits
translated
were
used. Translated to machetes.
I don't understand how they do it on the Silk Road. You know what I mean? Why don't we do it in the Silk Road? I don't know how they do it over there. Yeah. So I'm just trying to get my fucking money out of the situation. I'm in such hot water. And every time I call and to try to get my name taken off the Pandora papers, I'm like, "This is Gino Lombardo." They're like, "Well, if you like Gino Lombardo, here are some other sound-alikes that you might enjoy for some other reason."
Oh,
and
no,
then I
it's
get
the
like some stand-up, some comedian named John Gabris, and I get
Joe Rogan,
Artie Lang, Dan Savage.
Who are those guys who had the Opie and Anthony?
Opie and Anthony. Yeah. I get the Impractical Jokers a little bit.
I was so blessed I'd forgotten their names.
You know,
and then I had to remember
so
them
was
again.
Society for a while. But Anthony Cumia does his best to make sure we never forget who that prick is.
Well, you're a big fan, I know.
I'm a diehard. Always diehard. I got Whip 'Em Out Wednesday sticker on my Subaru still, baby. I haven't seen one tit in a decade. I mean, because of the billboard. I saw one tit once at a bodega.
You did, really? At a bodega? What was the circumstance that you saw a tit at a bodega?
I was like, I'll take a Lucy, please. And the woman goes, oh, okay. And she just takes her tit out and she's like, whips
she
it around.
Thought it was you.
And I was like, oh, okay. I remember that there's like cultural differences to Lucy's.
Right.
I was able to get a cigarette, but it cost me $40 because I also saw
you'd also,
tit.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, I was like, she was like, you don't owe me for the booby, Lucy. And I go, hun, I do. That was fucking fantastic. I'm not buying a cigarette and taking a free boob. Okay. I'll treat you to both, hon. Let's do this. So I've gone back to that. I'm nearly broke from going to that deli.
Oh, so you've gone back and back.
Well, I told you I had to get the money out of the Pandora papers, and I found an untraceable way to get rid of it was to keep giving $41 to this lady for a booby and a cig.
Yeah. Got it.
A booby and a bogue, if you will.
So you, that's the main thing you've been up to, and the rest of it we can hear on.
There's a lot of other stuff that happened, but you can hear about that. I'm not going to waste your time on this because I'm going to let you get to whatever the episode is called. We'll find it.
We'll find it. Yeah. With whatever.
Oh, you outsource even the lines of the titles of the episodes. OK, I like your style, Scotty Ox. All right. Let's
talk about the month. The rest is up to all of you.
Yeah, you guys figure the rest out. We got 2 hours left. OK, I'm going to not talk again for the rest of the episode.
OK, I doubt that. But we do have to get to our first guest, if that's OK.
Yeah.
So you got the waters for everyone. You've gotten her a water.
Yes, I believe I have gotten her a water. Okay. And let's roll sound.
We haven't rolled sound yet.
We
should have been rolling sound.
Action,
so we can bleep zaddy.biz.
We have to bleep zaddy.biz. Don't forget to bleep
it. We got to bleep that. All right. All right. Let's get to our first guest. Now, you must be very excited about this because an opportunity.
Should I talk?
Yeah. I'm talking to you right now. I'm looking right at you.
I told you I didn't want to talk anymore. Now you're already turning. Ask your question.
You never mean it.
I know. That's fair.
You must be very excited because she's an opportunity like this comes around at this point only twice in a lifetime.
Author, to have writers, comedians, creators, actors rolled into one fucking person.
Ooh.
Hell yeah, I'm excited.
I mean,
for this.
This is triple threat upon triple threat.
Arguably a quintuple threat.
To the ninth
threat.
Power, to the 27th power. I mean,
Baryshnikov never wrote a book.
Hell no, although he starred in White Knight. Great
Ooh,
actor.
Wonderful guy.
Great actor.
I liked when he hit Carrie.
What?
Isn't he the boyfriend in Sex and the City who's abusive?
Oh, I've never seen it. So
me neither. Just shot in the dark. Zaddy.biz. Bleep it. And who's our guest? Action Scott.
I thought you were saying that he hit Carrie from the Stephen King movie.
That was in a deleted scene. Sex and the City finale.
He got Sissy Spacek?
He whacks Sissy Spacek. He's like, you told me to hit Carrie, Michael Patrick King, or whoever the creator of this is.
God.
Whatever. Darren Star.
And she just happened to be wandering by and
backhand Sissy Spacek. She's like, after this, so I fucking get my period at a weird time, and now I'm getting slapped in the face.
The two things that happened in her life, nothing in between.
She got a period in front of Travolta and then slapped in the face at the end of her life. You know, it's a bummer.
Well, we do have to get to our next guest.
I've been trying to.
This is incredible. She, of course, has been on this show before. She's my U2 buddy. She's been on the podcast. You may remember her from the podcast, You Talking U2 to Me, where we all went to Madison Square Garden. And saw U2 and partied with him afterwards. But maybe primarily even more, you know her from we have the books that are out. I don't know the titles of the previous two, but the one that just came out is Please Don't Sit on My Bed in Your Outside Clothes. Plus, she has an HBO Max stand-up special called Sorry, Harriet Tubman, which is out this week. Please welcome back to the show, Phoebe Robinson. Hello.
Thanks for having me back. On.
Of course.
I think about our U2 concert like once a month.
Do you really?
It was so fun.
It was so fun. On the first of the month, is that like a reminder that the rent is due?
Yes. That's when I think about it. Yeah.
It was so fun. That's, things like that don't usually happen to someone like me. I mean, they happen to people like you, of course. But
no, you like hung out with the band. Didn't they give you like a backstage tour?
I literally was
Come
just
on.
Thinking about Larry. like seeing us and his face lighting up and going, hey guys, and like coming over to us with t-shirts and like right as they were like introducing him to go out on stage, him like delaying his introduction so he could talk to us.
Wait, it's, that really happened?
Yes. Yeah,
dude.
It was just
you're so in.
An incredible. But yeah. You're in because you just received flowers on your birthday, did you not? I saw on your Instagram.
From Bono. Yeah.
From the Bon Bon.
Yeah, from Bon Bon.
Yeah. Well, shouldn't he be sending bonbons instead of flowers?
You know what? I'm going to send him an email and be like, next time,
Here's the other thing. You have his email. I've always had to go through a third party.
I just get all his messages put on my iPod against my will. I'm done talking.
Okay, Phoebe,
big fan. Nice to meet you, Scotty. Pleasure. Now you're texting me that said I'm grinding the edge right now. I thought you were getting into like skateboarding again. No.
Or something else.
Oh, it's something else.
Let me guess. Is it bono@gmail.com?
No, it's not.
What?
I wish it was, though. That's hilarious.
That would be so great. What an amazing night. If you want to hear about our adventures, we went to it and then had a very early the next day recording of the episode. But it was so much fun. So it was and so great to hang with you and your friend at the show. I can't remember your friend's name.
Delina.
Yeah. Right, yes.
She has so much fun. She didn't really know anything about you two. So when I invited her, she was like, is that world music? And I was like, what?
Kinda. You mean,
right? She's not wrong, but.
They went on that tour with Peter Gabriel and Yusu Denour, I guess.
But she loved it.
She loved it. And how much did she like the guys behind us booing whenever he talked about politics?
Oh my God, that's right. I forgot about that.
Stick to music.
I'm a huge fan of Bono, but not hearing his political messages. You're in for a sorry ride, brother.
A rocky road over the years. Early morning, April 4, boo! Well, this is an incredible time in a young woman's life to have both a book out and also to have an HBO Max comedy special. Yeah. I mean, those two things hardly ever happen at the same time, isn't that right?
It does. I can't believe it. I'm so stoked. Honestly, I've been like doing comedy for like 13 years. So to be at this point, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. This is great.
Incredible. Yeah. Your first book came out, let me guess, 4 years ago or 5 years ago?
2016.
5 years ago.
Most
people don't write a book in a lifetime.
Yeah.
For you to write three in that span of time, I mean, you had a very productive core, I guess.
I did. I watched a lot of TV, ate a lot of cake, and I wrote. That was like, truly, it was like I was watched a lot of Lego Master.
That's a great show.
So much. And I rewatched Sex and the City. And,
hell
you know,
yeah.
The entire thing?
Yes.
How many episodes are there?
Ooh, it's
hundreds?
Six seasons, so it might be like almost 100 episodes. It's worth it, though. It's so good.
Oh, it's still, they're not long episodes.
What are they, like 2 minutes long?
Yeah, they're half hour.
Half hour. You could watch it.
No, thank
so
you.
So great.
I watched the movie. I watched that first movie.
Oh,
that was enough for me.
Oh, that's all you've seen?
Yes.
No. The movies, no.
I got that 2 days early. Because my friend, I don't want to blow up his spot, but my friend sneaked me the movie. And so I showed some of it at UCB 2 days early. And because it was so bad that I just wanted people to see it. And there were like people angrily clomping out of the theater because I was spoiling the movie because I showed the end.
No. Oh, my, you monster.
It was so ridiculous.
You used to be such a little rapscallion.
Oh, I was naughty.
What a naughty little
I was
boy.
Having a laugh.
But I think you should watch the series.
Okay,
I think you'll like it.
What do you think of Jay Hud as an actress?
You know, I feel like
she won the Oscar.
Yeah.
Did you see her in Cats?
So my boyfriend's British, so we went back to the UK.
You don't say.
Yeah.
All right, no flirting. Yeah,
is he on the show later, by the way? We have an English person coming.
He might drop in. And so we took his mom to see Cats, and I fell asleep. But then
you said that like it made like 1 + 1 = 2.
Well,
like my boyfriend's British,
right?
So we took his mom to see Cats. Like that doesn't
just because she's super into. Like I would have never gone
into
to go
what?
See it. to Cats. She's into Cats.
As a British person?
She loves musicals.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
As a British person.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just looking for the connection.
Yes.
It's a classic stereotype.
Yeah. So she loves musicals, and we went to his home for Christmas, and we went to Cats.
Where does he live in Blighty?
He lives in Bournemouth, the south coast of England, and I fell asleep within the first 5 minutes of Cats.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, I woke up.
When they were putting the team together, like the Avengers of Cats?
Yes, that's when I fell asleep. And then I woke back up, I watched a few minutes of it. I watched Taylor Swift's part, and I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. I made the right decision to go to sleep. So I went back to sleep and then woke up for the credits.
Well, J-Hud is incredible in that singing memory.
Is she really?
Yeah, I mean, she can really... you know, sing a song and with that emotion and tears streaming down her face. And then you see the Sex and the City movie and she's playing a receptionist and just like, well, maybe she should have sung the entire time as a receptionist. I'm not sure. But tell us about the book, because first of all, very provocative title. Mm-hmm. Gino over here was.
I was upset.
Yeah, you thought it was instructions.
I thought it was instructions, yes. So I've been standing up without any clothes on since I arrived in the studio.
Well, I haven't looked to the right yet. Oh, there you are.
Jesus. I am very skinny. I'll turn to the right and you can see my thin little pecker. That's also true. Sticking out. Yeah.
You look just like a line on a graph when you turn to the right.
Call me Y-axis, baby.
But please don't sit on my bed in your outside clothes. Is this about your relationship with your British boyfriend? Is he wearing like a spats and a three-piece suit when he goes to bed? What is this about?
He does like a suit, but it's really from my parents. My parents are super neat people, so they did not like when my brother and I came home from school and we were like in our outside clothes. So we had to change into like the clothes that we wear around the house.
So what is the tip? Because I didn't have this where I grew up. Okay. I had just clothes, and we couldn't afford a costume change in the middle of the day. But what are the outside clothes? What are the differences?
It's just like pajamas. So like anything that if you step outside your house, that is officially now outside clothes.
So is it the minute you step inside, you got to get in those, like Mr. Rogers or something?
I'm like that now, too. So, like, I change immediately. And, like, in college, I didn't want anyone seeing on my, like, Target room essentials bedding. Like, I was an asshole straight up about it. So I'm really...
And that's hard in college because you don't really have a couch in your dorm room. So someone comes in, they're like... It's always weird if you visit someone in their hotel room or whatever. And then you realize, am I sitting right next to your pillow while I smoke this joint? I'm sorry.
But it's an essay collection. I write about my parents, my boyfriend, Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama, what do you write about her? Like advice?
Yeah, I give her advice on how to write a book. I'm like, I don't know.
I've written three. You've written one.
She's struggling. So
keep
I'm
it
like,
up.
Listen up, Mish.
Let kids eat McDonald's, Michelle, for fuck's sake.
There are so few pleasures in this world.
Let the kids have some fucking nasty food.
Life is so short.
Life is short.
And so hard.
Let these kids shorten their lives even more with salty bombs of fat.
What do you write to Michelle about? Like, what do you write about her? Just because did you meet her?
I did meet her. I moderated on her Becoming book tour.
Oh, the entire tour?
No, just five
dates.
Yeah.
So you got to hang out with her five separate occasions.
Yeah, she's really cool. So funny.
You
so
too,
nice.
Michelle Obama.
I mean,
what lib won't you hang out with?
You know, I'm trying to have a little collector set of libs. But she was super
You're
cool.
trying to own the libs. Own all the libs.
Is that what that means? Oh, okay.
I believe it's like Pokemon. Oh, okay. You got to collect them all.
I want to do that then.
Got to own all the libs.
So you hung out with her. Like, did you travel with? No, you couldn't have traveled
no,
with her. You just met her at
didn't.
The venue, right?
I was fully on Delta. You weren't, she was on
You weren't on the tour bus together.
No. She was on a PJ.
Her and Barack in the back with the big back suite and then you in the tiny bunk.
But there was so much Secret Service security at the arenas. Like when we go, like it was intense.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So you had to go through checkpoints, I would imagine. Or did you get some sort of like, hey, she's cool pass at a certain point?
I mean,
point?
We had like a pass, but no, each venue, they were like very strict and we had to make sure we had the right sort of like badges and everything.
Right.
And like our cars were vetted. Like it was a whole thing.
So you couldn't just stroll right in?
No. They would tackle me if I tried to do
right.
that. Like
wow.
straight up.
Wow.
Straight up. Yeah, that's cool.
That's incredible. And then what do you, I mean, did you ask her the same questions at all five nights? Was it like that kind of strict of like, we know what we want to hit, so I'm going to ask you these? Or was it truly like you throwing weird curveballs at her like by the fifth one? on, like, I have nothing else. Sort of like this show. I have nothing else to say.
He's like, okay, so it's the middle of October, Michelle. It's going to be Halloween soon.
If you could walk to the Grand Canyon, would you? That was last week's show to Vanessa Bayer, your castmate.
I love Vanessa so much. Yes. I had different questions every
time.
Yeah, but it was intimidating. It was like 90 minutes and wow. In front of like 20,000 people. People were like losing their shit. Like the second she walked out on stage, like just everyone was like screaming. Like it was insane.
That was the experience I had watching her speak at the White House when I met her, of course.
You went to the White House?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool.
Of course. But the experience was when she came out way more popular than Barack Obama. And people losing their minds. And she gave such a great speech. People were like, you know, really wanted her to run, you know, and she was like, no. Nope.
Yeah. I met Michelle Obama also.
Really?
But it was in a White Castle.
Oh.
She had come in with a team of like elite security guards and were smashing the burgers and the fries and like spilling out all the oil from the fat. She's like, really? You stop feeding our kids this trash, you motherfuckers.
So
and
she
like,
goes restaurant like to Elliot restaurant Ness, doing this?
They had a guy with an axe who chopped open a wooden barrel full of peanut oil and let it spill everywhere. People were just going fucking, she got a crew of untouchables.
I had no idea. She's like a vigilante out there with food.
She's going fucking, it was amazing to meet her. I was like, can I interest you in a chicken ring sandwich? And she was like, get the fuck out of my face. And like, security team pinned me down. Show us your little bracelet that you need. And I was like, I don't have one.
What is a chicken ring sandwich? Is that some sort of sex thing?
It can be. The chicken ring sandwich is a dish that they serve at White Castle, but it is also where you put a buffalo wing around the base of your dick and then put it between two pieces of bread and then surprise a diner at the restaurant.
Right. That's probably what she thought you meant.
Yeah. Well, I think that was the big difference was we had like a little bit of a miscommunication.
Okay, got it. And so this book, I mean, it's rocketing up the charts at this point.
I hope so.
Did we hit the New York Times bestseller list or?
I will find out tomorrow.
Oh my God. Okay, as of this taping, you're going to find out tomorrow. This is exciting.
Yeah.
Wait, when is this taping coming out?
This taping is coming out at some point, but for those of you who can do the math. So at this point, by the time this podcast comes out, we should cover the bases. So let me do some drops here. So Phoebe, you've hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list.
Yes, I dethroned Matthew McConaughey's Green Lights, which has been out since. That has been on the charts for literally like 30 weeks.
And I listened to it. I listened to it. And it is literally at some whole chapters are just him saying bumper sticker ideas and then moving on. It's worth it. But it is. I don't know if it's technically a book, right. But it's wonderful to hear Matthew McConaughey say just about anything, including how most of his major decisions in life he made based on wet dreams, based on cumming his pants while he was sleeping.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait, what?
I swear to God, he tells three different stories about nocturnal emissions in the book Green Light. And he keeps saying Green Light at the end
Does
of
he
every-
mention his sleeping habits?
No.
Okay. That's. We'll talk about that off air.
Okay. I love it.
All right. We got to do another drop. So Phoebe, mm-hmm. Your book just hit number two on the New York Times bestseller list.
I'm so proud. I'm so excited.
Couldn't knock off McConaughey.
I tried so
I know,
hard.
But still two is so good.
Good company. Great. That's the True Detective reboot I want to see.
Yes.
McConaughey and Robinson rocking it, baby.
And then those are the only ones we need to record because it'll be one of those two.
Yeah.
Okay,
of
great.
Course.
Of course. That's incredible. So then... how much of your, you know how when I would mention Bill Cosby, but I guess he's been canceled or something. But whenever comedians back in the 80s.
This again, look, you're allowed to eat Jell-O, but stop pushing this whole pro-Cosby agenda in addition to hammering down Jell-O.
No, but you know when comedians back in the 80s would put out a book, it would just be a transcription of their stand-up act?
Right, yeah.
So that is not this,
it's
right?
Totally different things. Totally different. The special I've been working on for a while, I was supposed to tape it before COVID, then COVID happened, right. So we had to wait. So then I wrote like a new like 20 minutes to add to it, and then I tore
Where'd you sprinkle that 20? At the beginning?
At the beginning.
Was it all COVID related, or was it?
There are a couple of things there.
So what's been going on in the news?
Well, because my boyfriend got COVID. He's
no,
fine.
It was only he's
three,
okay.
Yeah, it was 3 weeks.
How does that affect an English person? As a musical theater lover.
I get a bit of a booger. I got a bit of a booger here. I can't
use me fifth sense.
A booger in it.
Me fourth and fifth seem to be tits up.
He did lose his sense of smell and taste for a bit, but he's good.
He's good. Yeah, okay, he's good. Good. Yeah. We're glad that he is okay. We want you, of course, to be happy. And I don't know him. I don't really care.
He might come on later.
He may be here. We don't know.
Yeah.
It's called Sorry, Harriet Tubman. Look, yes. All I have to go on to talk to you about are these titles.
Yes.
So, I'm grasping at straws here. Tell me about the title. Tell me about what's in it.
So you're finally coming to terms with that fucked up thing you did to Harriet Tubman and are writing a book as an apology?
Or are you taking her place as...
I am. I'm going to be on the 20.
Whoa!
Breaking news.
Wow.
Holy shit, that's wonderful news. Yeah. I need a stack of Phoebes.
Stack of Phoebes. That would be so great. Because they call him like Benji, you know, it's all about the Benjamins and all that. To have your name be synonymous with being rich.
Can you spot me a couple of Phoebes? I'm fucking Pheban.
Pheban for some Phoebes. why is it Sorry, Harriet Tubman?
Jessica and I used to always joke when we were doing Two Dope Queens that we were like too ignorant. Like in the special, I talk about my boyfriend's uncircumcised penis and others.
What?
Sort of like,
this is the big news. You're burying the lead.
Okay, so then the guy who's coming on later is not her boyfriend.
You do a circumcision check?
I was just happened to be in the bathroom, the single stall bathroom at the same time as him and caught it. Yeah.
Okay.
Could have been somebody else because he was speaking English and was circumcised. So it might not even
be. Speaking English. Yeah, it could have been anyone. Could have been Devin. Or
no, not Devin.
Oh, really? He doesn't speak English? So
but I joke about a lot of ignorant things. So I'm just sort of like, sorry, Harry. I don't know if it was worth it for what you did.
Right.
So I could be here to talk about my boyfriend's penis.
Well, I mean, some would say that is the very definition of why it's worth it. For you to be able to just talk about dumb shit.
Yeah. Probably everyone exactly. But Phoebe's boyfriend is pretty cool with the whole talking about his.
Yeah, how's he feel about it?
He is very supportive. He is. Yeah. Like, I will always give him a heads
he's
up.
He's got to
like,
be. He's uncircumcised.
You always give him heads what?
I let him know that he's going to be the topic of discussion and he'll come to a show. Like, once it's like.
So he'll come to you trying it out and say.
I'll have him wait until like it's.
It's fine tuned and perfected.
And then he'll come.
So many people have heard it by then.
I know.
So does he get the chance to nix it or no?
I don't think.
Or he wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't nix it.
Okay, that's nice.
No.
Okay.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, okay, or, you know, I mean...
It pays the bills.
Oh! He doesn't have a job.
He does have a job.
I'm sorry, Harriet Tubman, it pays the bills.
It pays the Phoebes.
No, he works in music.
He does, really?
He does, yeah.
Is he a bit of a Bono himself?
No, he works behind the scenes.
That's
so he's
right.
Working
I think
like
we've
a
talked
bunch
about
of,
this.
Yeah, yes. A bunch of bands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Incredible. Well, this is out this week, right? Sorry, yes. Harriet Tubman, and please don't sit on my bed and tell me it's raining. No, that's Judge Judy's book. Please don't sit on my bed in your outside clothes is out right now.
Which is a sequel to Judge Judy's book.
how'd you handle that? Judge Judy presents, please don't sit on my bed in your outside clothes? How did you do that?
I slid into her DMs and I was like, Judy, I got to get to number 2 of New York bestsellers
list. Do the drop of number 1.
Yeah. Just, I'm not, we both know I'm not going to knock off Matthew. She's like,
oh,
right.
Shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's call it.
So I'm number 2.
Well, those are out right now. We need to take a break. When we come back, we have an English person. Gino, you're so excited about this. And so is the audience, I got to say. We also have my former DARE officer, Officer Drary. That's hard to say. Officer. hard for me to say, I should say. But we're going to come right back. We have more Phoebe Robinson, more Gino. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? 4? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals, and oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again. This spring, get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello, hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit, he used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character, and now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have, of course, intern Gino over here from the Long Island Ginos. Oh, is that your new catchphrase?
I saw the many shades of Newark, and it got me pretty thrilled up because it stole my idea of Sopranos Babies, which was a TV show I wanted to make, just starring.
Well, that was just what you said when Sopranos was on. I remember you were like, Sopranos Babies!
And I was just like, I loved it. I fucking here for it.
Yeah.
Enough about me. Come on, please.
Of course,
best-selling authors, number one or number two.
Number one or number two. We have, although if you're number two, that's the number of shit. So you don't want to be that. I'd be one or three through 20.
666 is the number of the beast, and two is the number of the deuce.
Yeah. I should be number three. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay,
if they call you and say you're number two, can you say pass?
Yeah. I'm like, no.
Drop
thanks.
Me down to number three. Yeah. Phoebe Robinson is here. We have to get to our next guest. He's the aforementioned English person, and I don't believe, Phoebe, this is your boyfriend.
It's not.
Unfortunately. But it's his first time on the show. Please welcome, for the first time, Kevin Attenborough.
Having been introduced, the guest approaches the microphone and says, hello.
Oh, hello, Kevin. So nice to meet you.
It's very nice to be met by you. Thank you so much.
Of course.
For having me on this program.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you. What a wonderful, rich, a voice you have. I was going to say luxurious, and that didn't fit. Then illustrious, that doesn't fit either. But your voice is great.
The confused compliment is received and appreciated.
Of course. This is Phoebe Robinson, by the way. I don't know if you've ever met a best-selling author.
A best-selling author appears. She is engaging, warm, and friendly.
Ooh, nice. Now do Gino.
Oh, yeah, this is Gino.
Hi, I'm Gino. Nice to meet you, Kevin.
I don't know how to explain him.
The Gino speaks. A greeting, perhaps.
It was. The guy's good.
I mean, he nailed it. Exactly
was,
what you are.
It was technically a greeting.
Yeah. So, Kevin.
Creatures such as this Gino must not vanish from the earth.
I don't think there's any.
I think you might be the one person with that opinion, but I appreciate it, Kev.
Well, I think what he's trying to say is probably what your aunt and your mom say, which is like, you got to procreate, you know?
Gotta procreate,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting up there. At this point, you've been in college for 10 years or so.
Yeah, it's putting me well into my 20s, you know?
So yeah, exactly. You got to freeze your business.
Oh, I forgot two deep freezers full of cum blocks.
If the planet is to survive, measures must be taken to reverse the harm.
So, Kevin, you're on this show. All I have is you're an English person. I'm sorry that my booker screwed up. I think he just wrote down English person because he doesn't know, you know, anything about you. But tell us a little bit about yourself.
Approaching America for the first time from the air, it appears to be nothing more than a mass of clouds. But soon those clouds recede, and you see the brown and green that make up a continent.
So, okay, yeah. So you.
Touching down on the tarmac, one realizes that the Earth is bigger than what is merely in front of our eyes.
Oh, good, good. Okay, so you came here from England.
Making his way to the podcast studio, the guest notes the parking structure, how to enter, how to exit, the ticket that must be saved.
He's going to do the parking structure. Oh, he did it. That's amazing. Wow. I want to hear this guy describe everything from the earth, which he already did, the macro to the micro. You know what I mean? Like bugs and stuff.
Holy shit. The earth and the parking structure fucking shattered me.
There was nothing in between, I noticed. There was the earth. And then I guess California. He did.
But parking structure is kind of.
Cell phone is produced and a photograph is taken of the number of the parking space.
Oh, wow.
This is done for future reference.
I mean, it's not that big of a parking structure, I have to say. It's one level, so I...
Secure that the information has been filed away. The guest leaves the parking structure and presses the elevator button.
Oh, he's going to do the elevator. Boy, this is incredible. So how did you... did you have a nice trip up to the studio?
Entering the tiny chamber, the guest waits until the doors once again make their presence known. A sudden lurch is felt as the elevator rises into what can only be described as the air.
Holy
wow,
shit.
That's
I
exactly
feel like I'm on an elevator right now.
Yes.
With a shuddering stop, the doors again recede, and the guest exits.
Whoa. I've never heard it broken down exactly like
I've
that.
Never this been on an elevator, and now I know exactly what it's like.
You've never been on an elevator?
Can't. It doesn't register my body weight. It always says empty elevator anytime I try to do it.
Yeah.
I usually have to sneak in underneath like one of those serving, those platinum serving things.
A cloche.
You know, a cloche. Thank you. Kevin!
That's the one thing he didn't narrate. He just corrected you.
Fuck, man.
I don't have to narrate everything. It is just something that my family does.
I wanted to say, your voice and your speaking style sounds a lot like a certain person by the name of Richard Attenborough. Is that, or David Attenborough?
David Attenborough. Who is, of course, the brother of Richard.
Yeah, what is Richard Attenborough's deal? What did he do?
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
That's right. If nothing else, he made his mark with that. And doesn't he do, he's the guy
else. Could you imagine Richard Attenborough working at Walmart? Welcome to Walmart.
Because he's the guy outside the Jurassic Park ride that you see on the videos, right?
Yes. Dino DNA.
So you're the nephew of that guy.
I am his great-great-grandson.
Oh, you are?
I am but 14 years old.
Oh, you're 14 years old.
Very excited to be leaving school and traveling to America unaccompanied for the very first time.
Oh, really sorry about trying to get into the bathroom while you were in there before.
Why are
the
you
pounding on the door? Frightens the occupant of the restroom. He cowers and waits for the knocking to go away.
I gotta ask, Kevin, why were you in charge of the parking ticket? Weren't you driven here by someone?
No. In America, I drive myself.
Maybe in England that's okay. I don't know. They do everything on the opposite side. So maybe you can drive when you're a baby and then when you're 16 you can't anymore? Is that how they do it in England?
I feel like it has to do with your foreskin.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. But you're not supposed to be driving.
Within the Department of Motor Vehicles, there is an exemption for one such as me. 14-year-olds from England are permitted to drive.
Really?
If they drive on the opposite side of the street.
Wait, so you're a 14-year-old and driving on the opposite side of the street? This sounds like a traffic hazard.
It isn't so far.
Okay, well, what time did you arrive here? 4:30 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay, well, yeah, that explains it. You're going to have a tough time getting out of here. Do you want to be a famous narrator, much like your great-great-great-grandfather?
If the clan is to continue, someone must teach the young ones the work of the family.
Mm, okay, now we're talking the clan, the your family,
with a
right?
C.
Okay, good. I just want to make that clear. With a C.
Certain words have been ruined.
They really
by
have.
Certain groups of people.
I know. Like what? Like which
one? He's British, so he can't even get cigarettes anymore.
Oh.
Yes, we only call it the one thing.
So you want to be you want to do what your family did? That's incredible.
No. I wish to carve out my own life for myself.
Really?
At the risk of being shunned by the others. I will go my own way.
So they would shun you because you don't want to narrate things? Or welcome family, to people to Jurassic Park, I guess.
The family circles tightly. They will not let the young ones leave for fear of the danger outside.
Oh, no.
But one young one breaks free. He makes his own way across the continent to find himself in a podcast studio.
So wait, you landed in New York then and came all the way across the, yeah, of North America? How did you travel across?
The plane would have crossed the continent, plane. Too.
Yeah, I guess so. But across the, yeah. I guess I don't expect you to narrate every little step of it. You know.
Thanks.
So you want to do your own thing, though. That's the important part.
I want to do my own
thing. What do you
want to
do, little Kevin?
To become the next Tony Hawk.
Skateboarder Tony Hawk? Like as an actor? Who? Or skateboarder? Tony Hawk.
There's a skateboarder named Tony Hawk?
Yeah, that's the guy I'm thinking of. He's a famous skateboarder. He perfected all these weird tricks. Phoebe, you must know Tony Hawk, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Everyone knows him.
Tony Hawk pro skater,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, you're of the generation that idolized Tony Hawk,
yes,
right?
Yes, he's my favorite.
Yeah, of course.
He's what made me get into comedy.
Of course. Yeah.
Discovering there are two Tony Hawks is surprising.
I don't know if they're...
resiliently, the young one forges ahead.
I don't know that there are two Tony Hawks, I have to say, Kevin.
What is your Tony Hawk want to emulate do?
He is a super marionation puppet who rode on a rocket ship in a poorly received BBC pilot.
I guess I didn't see this, but what was the pilot called?
It was called Tony Hawk Flies Under the Moon.
Okay, so that's the only thing you've half an hour. That's the only thing you know, Tony Hawk.
21 minutes.
21 minutes.
The title of the show itself is sort of an undersell. He flies underneath the moon. It's
just
flying.
Why not over it or around it at the very least.
He doesn't even look up.
He didn't even look at it as he passed it?
He goes under the moon and just sits there.
I would at least tilt my neck up.
Then he dictates a letter to his wife saying, "This is dull. Why did I do this? It wasn't worth our marriage." When he returns to Earth, he finds his wife has died.
What?
In the arms of another man.
Oh, okay. So he knew they broke up.
They
and
are
that's
buried
why
in a huge coffin.
What? Together?
Yes.
You can do that?
No. It was a TV program.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. So, God, I haven't heard about
church
this show.
Church groups,
but
fearing moral decay, picketed the BBC for years and years.
Years and years because of this one 21-minute program. And you saw it, and you said, I want to do what part of it exactly?
I want to fly under the moon.
Okay, well.
But this time, I will look up.
Yes, at that great big ball of cheese
up there. A spacecraft equipped with a window in the ceiling.
Like a sunroof.
Moonroof, probably.
Yeah, I guess it would be a moonroof, yeah.
Because you don't want A, because you don't want it to open, and B, you're going to look at the moon.
Yeah,
you?
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I mean, people are, you know, flying up into space all the time these days.
People are people. So why should it be?
Big Depeche Mode fan. That,
who?
Oh, wait, you're just talking?
You never saw the BBC pilot starring Depeche Mode?
A la mode? Were they working in an ice cream shop?
It eventually evolved into the TV show The Young Ones.
Yep, that's right.
The entire band was fired, replaced by actors.
Incredible. So you, I mean, people are flying up into
the
space these days.
Edible egg.
Yes, thank you. It's almost like you're a member of the Church of Commercials. But people are flying up there, like William Shatner. He's going to go up there and he's like almost dang 90 years old or something like that. He's going to fly up there. Jeff Bezos is going to buzz around up there. I mean, much like Buzz Aldrin, he was the original Buzz up there.
I didn't realize how many boring old people were flying into space.
Yeah.
It's starting to lose its appeal.
It really is. We need young blood up there, you know?
Pass.
You're not going to do it anymore?
You've talked me out of it.
This is your main life stream. I mean, you're 14. I understand, like, these things change, but...
Yeah, when I was 14, I wanted to be a Navy SEAL, so...
Oh, really?
Changed, yeah.
But then Obama...
Then, you know, Obama got elected, and I was like, I refuse to fight on his
I guess
behalf.
I meant Osama got killed. I conflated the two, which is easy to do.
I do that all the time.
I never realized that those... Two names sound so similar.
Well, then I've got a bunch of flags on trucks on Long Island to show you.
Okay. So you don't want to do it anymore. Well, okay, great. Maybe you should just narrate things because you're great at it.
Narration. Why does it exist when the medium of television is show, not say?
I know, yeah, that it is interesting. Anytime narration pops up in something like, I watched this Hugh Jackman movie the other day. I didn't say huge.
Chappy.
No, not Chappie. Is Hugh Jackman in that? I haven't seen that. Ooh, put that on the list. But I saw whatever just came out. It was like Reverie or Reminiscence or something.
Reminiscence.
Is it Reminiscence? Oh, okay, yeah. So I watched that, and the minute it starts, it's like, so I work at this place, and it's like he's just explaining everything.
The many scenes in Newark starts with a dead character from the Sopranos series, Christopher Moltisanti, doing the setup of the voiceover, and even saying, and I'm going to hell soon.
Oh, no.
So he's aware that he's dead.
Buried in a Catholic cemetery, the character describes his own murder at the hands of Tony Soprano.
Oh, no. Does he talk about working on Shark Tale? Because he was great. I did a VO session with him. He was amazing.
Moltisanti?
Whoever plays him.
Imperioli.
Yes.
Whoever plays him.
You had life on...
What a great session it must have been.
You had life on Mars in Shock Tale.
Tribute to a wonderful actor. Whoever plays him.
The guy who plays Christopher, my favorite actor from Life on Mars.
And the Emmy goes to the guy who played Christopher.
Did he win? He should have. He's great. Whoever it was. Well, yeah, just narrate things now. This is great. I mean, you know, your family will be happy. I'll be happy.
If you see.
If you see what?
If you see a seal on a beach and an orca comes out of the ocean and bites the seal in half. Do you need someone to explain what's going on?
I guess not. That would be kick-ass if I saw that, though.
Pretty obvious.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Now I want to see that. Do you know where I can see something like that?
Yes.
Where?
There is a nature program that's all about whales called Secrets of the Whales, narrated by Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver from Alien. My gosh.
And there is a long, long section where young orcas are practicing how to snatch a seal off the beach.
Practice it.
To the point where the viewer feels as if it's supposed to root for this gigantic monster to destroy this tiny dog of the ocean.
So they're practicing, so they're just like picking them off one by one, or they're practicing
first.
On rocks?
Not at first. You watch them getting good at it, and then eventually they get the seal.
Oh, my God.
That was the thing that undid it. I didn't want to be a Navy SEAL after I saw that.
That orca thing?
Because once that could happen, if that could happen to a baby SEAL, it could happen to a Navy
SEAL. Exactly, of course.
The baby SEAL, admiring its grandparents, grows up and enlists in the service and becomes a Navy SEAL.
Yep. Do you think a SEAL knows its grandparents, or is it just like other animals? You know what I mean?
What? No, I understand. I understand the first. He looks at his grandparents and says, "Other animals."
You know what I mean? Like,
looks at his extended family and says, "Other animals."
But you know, do they have relationship? Like, obviously, there's no language.
I don't think there's like a SEAL grandma putting $5 in a card and giving it to the SEAL.
That's my question. Is like, there's no language between them. So the concept of a grandparent, like, would you?
SEAL suffocated by his mother's desires, has no choice but to stay at home and take care of the family.
You'd know your mom because
when
of all
he
the.
He wanted to go out. And star as Sally Bowles in a revival of Cabaret for SEALs.
Are we talking about SEAL the singer right now? He wanted to star in Cabaret?
SEAL, who loves Halloween, now estranged from his former wife, Heidi Klum.
Yes.
Puts on an elaborate costume all by himself at home, turns off the porch lights, and watches the remake of Candyman.
This I want to see. This is a documentary I want to see. You piqued my interest here.
I'm just telling a story that hasn't happened. I'm not narrating anything.
It should happen. God.
Hopefully it doesn't snow, because did you know that when it snows, his eyes become large?
Well, we don't have to get into it. Of course we know.
We all know what happens to
poor guy. Phoebe, you a SEAL fan?
I do like poor SEAL. Guy. Yeah.
He's great, right? He's
amazing.
To think about him on Halloween, he used to go to all those parties with Heidi Klum. You just got to sit around the house. God, you're breaking my heart here.
Do you think SEAL's not getting invited to Halloween parties since he got divorced from Klum?
Well, I mean, she seemed like the one who wanted to do all the big, like, haha, I'm a supermodel, but I don't dress, you know, like sexy.
I put bolts in my neck. Isn't that cute?
You know, so that seemed like her thing. And now, like, if he goes, he could kick it up like 8 notches and be like, no, I was the mastermind behind all this.
And his thing is comedy movies.
Yeah, that's true. Right? Yeah, pop star. Yeah. Never stop stopping.
That's the one I know.
And something else?
That one's good.
Oh,
though.
The Masked Singer, too. He was in that. Ooh. Maybe the most recognizable voice to ever be in The Masked Singer. Like, the minute he opened his voice, everyone was like, oh, this is SEAL.
What did he play? A SEAL?
Yeah, he was dressed like a SEAL. That was the other part of it.
Everyone's like, is it Croft? Is it Croft? And was like, no, it's SEAL.
That's a modern reference, right? I got it.
Thank you. Yeah. Gino is timeless.
Well, Kevin.
The references? Crusted in age and time. Lost on the listeners of the podcast.
Well, yeah, probably. Kevin, I feel bad for you.
1,000 people flock to Wikipedia to see if they can understand their favorite program.
That's usually to change someone's page because of something we talked about. But
SEAL, his page altered, now no longer loves Halloween. He has become instead a St. Patrick's Day enthusiast.
Oh, wow. That would be incredible.
Wearing a green derby and curled up shoes.
He might look like the Riddler if he put
did
question
you hear
marks
the curled
on
up
it.
Shoes?
Yeah, I did, but.
The Riddler doesn't wear curls.
Okay, well, the genie from Aladdin does.
Well, why didn't you mention him?
I was about to.
I think technically the genie from Aladdin doesn't have any legs.
Oh.
It goes just down into
I
like
was thinking
little...
of my buddy Will Smith. He has.
Oh,
some.
Your friend from Shockdale.
Yeah, exactly.
Will Smith. Having lost his way during quarantine, posts an Instagram selfie of his dad bod.
Hashtag dad bod, or pound dad bod, I'm sorry, for you.
Pound dad bod indeed.
Yeah.
Pound dat bod.
God
and more
damn
like it.
It.
God damn, I am legend.
Well, Kevin, you know what it means when I say, well, Kevin, right? We're wrapping up towards a break.
Attempting to wrap up towards a break doesn't realize that the guest knows exactly what he's doing.
I said you knew what I was doing. But
you don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, I'm sorry. What am I doing? All right, never mind. Kevin,
get that mattress money, Scott.
What's that? Oh, the mattress money, of course. We got to get the mattress money.
The conversation hasn't gone this badly since I met Michelle Obama.
Wait, you met Michelle Obama?
Let's go to a break.
Okay, we have to go to a break. Kevin, I'm glad that you are switching back to narrating because it's what you're good at. So I'm glad. Okay, give away that whole, or give up at least. You don't give away dreams, you give them up.
Great advice from an adult to a child.
Give up.
Give up.
We have to go to a break. Boy, when we come back, we have my former DARE officer. Speaking of advice from an adult to a child, boy, this is a guy.
Just the one piece over and over again.
Yeah, but don't do it. Or dare not do it. I can't remember exactly the language he used. We're going to come right back. We have more Kevin Attenborough, more Intern Gino, more Phoebe Robinson. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much. The opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They loved them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. And during the break, Phoebe Robinson got some tea here, and she's about to drink it, but although she decided to text, maybe a thank you for that tea, I'm not quite sure. We
tea,
also have
the drink of my people.
I could go for some tea. Doctor says I have low tea.
Oh, I think that's something different. Yes, the tea is, how old do you have to be to drink tea? Because it has caffeine, right?
Approximately 1 year.
Really? They start you in on it?
Yes. It's poured down your throat before you can even object.
I like that when you film something in England, like everyone takes a tea break, like it's a normal thing, right?
It is a normal thing.
But not here. I mean, you know what I mean?
That's like, abnormal.
Yeah. Oh, there's no breaks here.
Right. Yes, that's right.
That's the important part. Is that
Yahtzee.
Yahtzee.
We do drink coffee, but there's no coffee breaks. So you got a deal. You got to drink it while you're operating $10,000.
Tumbling out of bed, stumbling to the kitchen, pouring oneself a cup of ambition, then yawning, stretching, trying to come to life. Out on the street.
Yep, I wanted you to continue, so I didn't interrupt. Keep going.
The traffic starts up.
We want to get this clean so we can put it under the music as well. Or over the music, I guess. All right, continue, please. From the second part.
Trying to remember, blood starts pumping. When does the blood start pumping?
On the street, the blood starts pumping. Thumping. I can look it up for you. If we, yes, okay, here we go.
The host, grabbing for his phone, looks up the lyrics to the song 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
By, oh, really? Okay. Here we go.
Who did you think wrote 9 to 5?
Wrote 95. 95 is what I thought it was.
Luftballons?
Yep, I thought it was. She hadn't quite perfected it yet, Nana. All right, here we go. Ready? Here you are. Here you are, sir. Let's get this clean. Here we go.
Tumbling out of bed, stumbling to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, yawn, stretch, try to come to life. Jump in the shower. And the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Let's get a little of the chorus.
Okay. Working 9 to 5.
Wait, we need it clean, Gino.
Sorry.
Okay, here we go.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind, and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
Oh, my God.
9 to 5.
Just incredible. When you think you figured out what exactly this show is, something like that happens and then it just cracks it wide open.
Oh, my God. Shit. That brought a tear to my eye. The plight of Dolly. I never thought about it. They use your mind and they don't give you credit.
Plight of Dolly, the alternate title for Paddington.
Oh, that's true. I remember that. Well, look, we have to get to our next guest. This is exciting. He's someone that I used to know back when I was just a wee lad, much like yourself, Kevin. You're so cute. I just want to pinch your cheeks.
Don't.
Okay. I won't. I needed consent and I didn't get it.
You never will.
Never? Not even when you turn 18?
Never.
Why would it be cooler to pinch his cheeks when he's 18?
I'm just saying.
I will not lose my cheek virginity to you.
Wait, if you do lose your cheek virginity, though, will you come back and allow me?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much. All right. Well, maybe our next guest will be the one who plucks your cheek virginity from you. We don't know.
Slap makes them cheek slap, if
yes,
you will.
Of course, yes. He was my former DARE officer. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Officer Dreary.
Hello. Little scabby Ackerman. Oh, grown up. Oh, look at you.
I am grown up.
Oh, look at you. Look, I'm here because you may not know this, but it's October.
Oh,
it's
no, I didn't know. Actually, maybe you weren't here, Officer Dreary. No, we covered it a little bit.
Okay, well, this is a month where a lot of people do it to drugs.
And I really?
Why? Well,
I never thought about that. I would think that, first of all, I would think December.
Uh-huh. Right, yeah, a drug butt month for sure.
Drug butt month? Is that
that's
said?
A butt month. Yeah, they're doing them up the butt. They're doing them up the mouth.
December's for boofing. Happy boofing days.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. I don't know what these things are.
Like these kids, they come up with new stuff every month.
Oh, every month? Every 12 month, times a year?
There's a new butt thing. It's often drug related. Those are the ones I focus on, at least.
Okay, so every month a butt thing, often drug related.
Most of the ones I'm focused on. If I put in my Google search and it's not drug related, I let my wife look at that.
Oh, yeah, okay. She pass it on to her.
Yeah, that's for her.
She has a job that is non-drug related butt stuff?
No, just the butt enthusiast, I would say.
Oh, she's an enthusiast.
Yeah, I'm scared to show her mine, so she looks at other people's.
Wait, you're scared to show her yours?
Yes.
Wait, she's. What's wrong with yours, if I may ask? You're wearing low-rise jeans, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. I give a peek to everyone, just in case.
Sure, but you're scared to show the whole thing.
Yes, I don't want to show the whole thing. It's just that it's a taste. It's a little taste. Look, a lot
like drugs.
A lot, and I wouldn't know.
Taste,
I've never done them. Never touched the alcohol. Never done the weed. Never done the cigarettes. And I'm going door to door to my students to see, making sure you're staying clean, you're living to the proud fifth grade allegiance that we made to never touch a drug.
Yeah, I mean, you gave one talk at my high school.
That's right, yeah.
Passed an assembly.
Passed the drugs around the class so everyone could look at them. Most of them didn't come back.
Right, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was a tough day for me, but I battled back, and now I'm here to make sure you're not doing the drugs.
So you're doing door-to-door business
now. I'm going door-to-door, yes.
Full service,
I would not let me go to your home for some reason. You made me come here.
Yeah.
Parking was a nightmare. I didn't know.
Oh, did you take a picture of your spot?
No one told me. Now I know what to do. But the first time I was wandering, there's a key code. I don't know. I was lost down there.
So 19 years later, you follow up with your students.
That's right.
I mean, this is crazy.
That's right. Yes.
Just 19 years since you graduated.
That's right. Yes.
Since I was in the fifth grade.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And so far I'm batting 1,000. No one has done alcohol. No one has done the weed. No one has done any drugs.
Sure. Yeah. You're batting 1,000.
I
certainly haven't done any of those things.
You haven't? Because I got worried. Yes, that seal grandparent question earlier, and it got me worried. Does a seal know his own grandparents or something?
Yeah, I can see how that would throw you, but I'm totally clean. Phoebe, I don't know. I mean, you know, Phoebe wasn't one of your actual...
But did you go through the program?
I did.
Okay, then you must...
did DARE when you were...
Yeah, I did DARE.
Really?
When I was a kid, I was in grade school, yeah.
You know the song?
I don't remember.
Drug abuse, resistance. Okay, you know the song, Education. Yeah. Come on, I can see you mouthing it. I don't know why you're afraid to sing it on the microphone, but you were humming it.
Let's sing it. Drug abuse.
Resistance, education.
Drug abuse.
Just that again. Education. There you go. Yeah, you
is that what DARE stood for? I guess you never
sounds
covered
like,
it.
Sounds like a shop of horrors.
Drug abuse, resistance, education. Drug abuse. Yeah, this is a situation.
We got sued. We did get sued.
You did.
Yeah.
Who by the three women who sing that?
Or, right, yes, yes.
Not Ashford Mencken and what's his name? No. Ashford and Simpson? Yeah.
No. Well, back to Wikipedia for the listeners.
Yeah. We did get sued. But the message is clear, as everyone knows, because we all know the song. We all sang the song.
Sure.
And so I think it's been a dream of mine to meet my former students and make sure they don't drink alcohol. They don't do the booze.
You're making me feel really guilty here.
You don't need to.
I have to confess something.
Okay. What, you've killed someone?
Oh, shit. I can confess that to
you? So long
really?
As you weren't on drugs or alcohol and you did it with sound mind and body.
Oh, no, I was very clear-minded.
Okay, yeah, then all right. Forgive your sins.
Okay, thank you so much. But I one other thing is okay. I also... I had a sip of a wine cooler.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Like probably... 9 minutes ago.
Oh no!
During the break.
Oh no! Oh, it is noon on a Tuesday. Uh oh.
Yeah.
Uh oh. Okay.
Things and to be honest, that was the latest in a long string of drinks that I've taken over the past 19 years.
Your life must be terrible.
I mean, aside from the fact that
you must live in a studio apartment, you must with eight other people who pass drugs around to each other.
I mean, metaphorically, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that sounds right. Yeah. Oh boy. Not me. I got myself a one bedroom and I am doing good.
Where do you live now?
We're between places.
Oh, you have a one bedroom, but you're in between places?
Yeah.
So you just take the bedroom with you?
We move the bedroom.
Is it one bedroom in between two other places that people live?
That's correct.
That's what you mean by
one
bedroom. I see.
One bedroom between two places. We don't have the roof part. That's for everyone else. I've kind of set up a little bedroom outside two other apartments because I was getting kicked out. I was yelling at my neighbors. My neighbors were drinking alcohol. I could hear it. I could know it. They didn't go through the program, I suppose.
Right. I mean, it's not illegal to drink alcohol, you know.
But every
drug
is just as bad as the other drug. So if you drink a little bit of alcohol, it's the same as drinking the heroin.
Yeah. In France, the drinking age is 9.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I had no idea. That's incredible.
Famously.
But they have to be 16 to drive on the wrong side of the road.
Right,
in America.
Yes.
It's different than the UK with that stuff.
God, the things you can do over there. Man, yeah. I want to move.
Oh, no, not there. Not to this place. France is the place of murderers and drunks.
Yeah. What murderers have ever come from France?
Oh, the murders in the Rue Morgue.
That's a good point. And I guess Polanski lives there. He did other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That is. We can all agree that's murder, right?
Not murder, but...
What? No, you want to finish that?
No.
I guess the U.S. is better.
All right. Yes, exactly. And so I'm proud of you up until I learn this new information.
Yeah. I'm sorry your life is so bad. I mean, you seem like you had everything going on. I mean, when I was 10, you seemed so cool. You were wearing those aviator sunglasses.
Those ones that you have, the ones.
Yeah, the ones
on,
you have
right?
on yeah. now. Yeah, you're wearing the same thing.
Were
yeah.
they easier to see out of then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now I just keep adding layers to it, so yeah. it's become tough.
It's got bubbles like a tint on a bad car.
Yeah, it's very thick. Yeah. It's very thick. Rather than replace the first one, I just put a new one on top of the other one. I'm about 40 deep right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I honestly started finding out kids were wearing our shirts ironically.
Oh,
they were
yeah.
doing drugs while wearing our shirts. And it fucking destroyed me. I'm how sorry. Destroyed on the show?
Oh, yeah, I guess okay, so. Yeah, if it's accurately describing your feelings. Yeah, but how did you figure this out? It was like Instagram posts or something?
Yeah,
or?
Well, I started, you know, we started crunching the numbers, making sure everyone, 100% of students, 100% of students are still not doing the drugs. And then we started finding some people, they were saying one thing and then winking and doing the other thing right
oh,
in front
so
of
the winking
face.
Number shot up.
The winking number shot right through the friggin' roof.
So a big uptick in wink numbers.
Got it.
So now we got kids who are doing the drugs and I don't know. I was living by the fact because not much else is going well for me. I was living by the fact that all of my kids never did the drugs.
I gotta say that when you gave all those bumper stickers to us, a lot of students, they put them on the backs of their cars in order to make sure they never got pulled over by cops when they were high.
Oh, the don't pull me over, I'm not high bumper stickers?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Those were those were weird that you brought those.
How did that song go?
Don't pull me over because I'm not high. It was like a little faster one. It was,
because I'm not high. We got sued by 9to5 for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't pull me over, because
my whole life, I'm looking through a different lens now.
Well, now I feel I'm throwing fuel on the fire here, but okay. I got to be honest with you, Officer Drary.
Okay.
I've also seen Scotty pop Yellow Jackets and Blue Devils.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not proud of it.
God, but I'm guessing those aren't birds.
No, they're not birds. They're classically pills that I learned about from the D.A.R.E. program and then saw a lot in my career as a drug addict.
Your career?
I did. I opened up my... I was more of an intern in the drugs for a while. Now, in my adulthood, I've gotten sort of landed in occupation.
No wonder why you're standing naked in the corner of this room.
Well, that is my own... That
turn
is
to
my,
the side so we can't
okay,
see
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
that way to go. Way to go. Oh, hopefully
Phoebe,
get some water.
Do you do drugs? I mean, do you talk about it in your book? Or?
I do drink.
Oh.
I know.
The tea. The tea we're talking about.
Rosé.
Oh, my
God. And tequila.
The R. Oh, the other tea.
Yeah, the other kind of tea, yeah.
Open me with the... end with the tequila. Oh, my goodness.
Rosé and tequila. Wonderful drink.
I'll have another rosé and tequila, please.
Oh, I wouldn't know. Oh.
Just don't.
Maybe you should drink. Maybe you would do some drugs.
You do terrible things when you're on drugs. You do terrible things. I am proud of every choice I've made, though mostly terrible, I've done full mind and body.
It doesn't seem like it's working out for you.
You don't
I think
have
you
a roof.
What? No, yeah. No. But if I did drugs, I would imagine there's a roof and I would get rained on all the time.
So wait, you now. First of all, you live in a very rainy city.
Yeah, Oh yeah.
But secondly, now you don't imagine there's a roof, so you leave your house and what? Get rained on outside?
But I'm aware of the fact it's happening.
Got it.
Connecting to the world. Look, have I cheated on my wife? Sure.
Wait, I didn't ask you that.
Okay, we've all done that. Keep going.
Okay,
you're married?
What? No, but if I were, I'm not going to fucking be a one-woman guy or a one-man man.
Wait, so your wife, because you won't show her your butt, your little butt.
Yes. Yes. True. Have you seen it? No one was supposed to see it. Oh, it's been out for everyone.
You carry yourself like someone with a small butt. I don't know if I can necessarily see your small butt, but you have SBE. Yeah.
What were you going to say, Kevin? You have the SBE.
Small butt energy.
Oh, yes.
The award show that people who don't like award show are able to watch.
That's right. So you cheated on her.
Yes, and doing so, I knew I was doing it. I was aware I was doing it. Had I been on drugs or alcohol, I might have gone home and said, I didn't cheat on you, and then maybe stabbed her.
So you did go home and said, I cheated on you, and did you stab her?
I did stab her, yes. But again, it was my sign, mind, body, and soul.
Mind, sign, body, signed.
My sign was signed. I signed the sign.
Look, Officer Drary, you got to get your shit together, man.
I have it together, my friend. You are the one popping blue jackets and yellow tails and drinking wine.
But everything worked out for me. I mean, you know, obviously I had advantages that pretty much like I could come to work and never get fired because of what I looked like and who I was.
And what you do for a living is kind of bullshit as well.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
look, the truth, I'm trying to stay sober my life so that I can complete my dream of meeting Will Smith.
And if I have something terrible to tell you.
What?
I worked with Will Smith on Shark Tale, and I've drank almost every day since your assembly.
Not Shark Tale.
Yes, Shark Tale.
That's the film I saw where I wanted to meet him. I was unaware of his work until that point. No. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. You've ruined your life. You've wasted your life. And I feel like I've wasted mine, but
can you hook him up? Can you have Will and Jada have him over for a red table talk or something?
Yeah, I mean, they're
like
just
that?
Waiting on my say so to do a Shark Tale 2.
Can I do a red?
Oh, you're still holding out, waiting for the numbers to come up.
I need those numbers to pop.
That's the drugs. Shark Tales 2 should be done. You know that.
I know.
You got to get to 3 for 3D ASAP.
That's right.
Perhaps a new sense of purpose could be found in my country of England, where at 10:59 p.m., hordes of teenagers descend upon the closing pubs, where the pub lord will throw out the used bar towels for the evening. The children then insert them into their rectums, soaking up all of the leavings of every drunk person that has been in there for hours and hours.
Is this something that you're interested in, or your wife?
No, I know this British towel butt you're talking about. Right. British towel
butt. This goes to you.
Yeah, I'm well aware of British towel butt. No, thank you.
Are they doing that here nowadays? The British towel butt?
Every time I put in the Google, it only takes me to the British towel butt.
Oh, yeah.
One thing they don't tell you
about. Every day.
Oh, sorry.
Every day my boyfriend does that.
Really? Oh, okay.
Does he do
59?
I'm so rounded. Yeah. I'm so rounded.
I watched a British guy do it, and he told me the trick is to make sure you lay on your tummy when you do it, or else you wring it all out into your drawers.
Oh, okay.
They're like, and it's hard to tell because they drink room temperature flat beers over there.
Why are you squatting above your drawers?
What? No, my drawers.
Oh, okay.
My underwear. Got not my dresser drawer, but my underwear.
Okay.
My underwear is a drawer.
Understood.
I would kill for drawers. Just a set of drawers.
You don't have any drawers?
You're free balling it with that little ass? Your pants are going to fall down. You're wearing low rise jeans with no underwear and a tiny ass?
And no furniture?
High risk, low yield there, officer.
I have underwear, but no drawers to put my underwear in.
Oh, that's ironic. Has Alanis Morissette sung about that yet?
Not yet. She doesn't go on to the bowl till 7 p.m. tonight.
Does she keep adding to the song?
Yeah. Anytime she notices anything. It's about one a year. I've noticed.
The song is very long now. I've heard it.
It's like American Pie.
Isn't it ironic to those that are consider themselves pro-life to be so forcefully anti-mask and anti-vax? That one is a little wonky
but she fits it in.
But it's zeitgeisty.
It's newer, so it's zeitgeisty. At the end. Yeah, the fans can leave if they don't like that.
Well, look, Officer Drarry.
Do you think she would get mad if I went to her concert and sucked Dave Coulier off in the crowd?
She's like, that's my gig.
Cut it out.
What if Dave Coulier were to invite Anne Murray to an Alanis Morissette concert and go down on her during that song?
Whoa, there's levels. Incredible.
And then looking up at the stage, Alanis Morissette bathed in the light of the concert, Dave Coulier says, "How do you like it?"
Wow. I want to see this now. All your made-up stuff I want to see.
You have but to use your imagination.
Thank you. Say welcome to Jurassic Park for me.
Why didn't he ever tell people goodbye when they left Jurassic Park?
Say goodbye then, please.
Thank you for visiting Jurassic Park.
I mean,
goodbye.
Oh, thank you. I guess they were all dead.
Not all. Dr. Ian Malcolm.
He survived. Yeah,
Alan,
that's true.
What's his name? Played by Sam Neill.
Yeah, that's right. He's back.
Laura Dern.
What about Lauren Lapkus? Did she die? No, she made it.
He didn't welcome anyone to Jurassic World.
That's true. That seems like a glaring omission.
Dino DNA.
Thank you. Did you like Jurassic Park? Did you see that, or is that too scary for you?
I loved it. I loved it. But then I started feeling that some people were high while they were watching it.
Yeah.
Because they were getting scared of stuff to me that wasn't that scary.
Like what?
The can of shaving cream.
Newman?
Yeah, just the can, though. Just purely the can. He set it down on a table, and a bunch of kids freaked out next to me.
The second unit director shot of the can?
Yeah, I don't know how the moss is made, but yeah, I just saw the
Did
thing.
Did you turn around to them and say,
like Nedry? Do you think the second unit director is like, all right, we got it. It's in the can. What? The can. We
and then
got
he got
it.
Fired immediately, and Spielberg's like, I'm taking over. My God. Well, Officer Drarry, I got to say, you're a mess. Kids should not grow up to be like you. They should do drugs.
This
is anecdotal, evidence here. But I mean, if you don't do drugs and you end up like you, what's the point?
But I have time to turn it around. I'm only...
How old are you
90,
now?
96.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yes.
No wonder your butt is so little.
Thank you.
You worked your ass off these last 80 years, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, look, guys. We're running out of time.
Thank fucking Christ.
Really? Wait, you wanted to come here.
I know. I've been dying to come here, but now I want to go meet my buddy Dave at the Hollywood Bowl.
Okay, yeah.
Because I thought of it even better. I could say, got any wood?
Okay, I don't know what that reference
That's
is.
That's the Beaver character that he voiced in maybe two episodes of Full House, which is in my head for some reason.
Okay, never seen it. We are running out of time, but we only have time for one final feature, and that is a little something called plugs.
Oh my God, it's the end of another pod. I need more. Give me anything that speaks to you before. Don't be scared. It's okay if you're unprepared. Even though I'd assume you're mainly here to plug your show.
Yeah, that was Vocal Range Nightmare by Kevbot 4000. Oh, Kevbot 4000 is submitted before. Thanks so much for that plugs theme. All right, guys, what are we plugging? Gino, obviously, now you've had something that you've been sitting on for a long time, and it's not that little butt.
Oh, no, it's this glass dildo.
Oh, no, sorry. Your news.
Yeah, I'm not here to plug
No.
Okay, got it. So I have the Gino Lombardo season 3 has it's out right now, 2 episodes deep on
too deep. Put your ass to sleep.
Are we currently in the middle of October? Is it the Ides of October?
I believe we are. Yeah.
Okay.
I got to listen back to the first part of the show to figure
please
that
don't.
Out.
I did not get it. I don't think. Shit. Sorry.
What is this? The Donald Glover episode from the first year?
Oh shit!
We didn't record the first. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Well, check out the Gino Lombardo show. It's on Stitcher Premium. Okay. Use promo code Gino to get 1 free month. Ooh. And you can even wait a few weeks and listen to all 30 episodes in that month if you're feeling crazy. Yeah.
Wow, one a day.
Well, yeah.
Plus vitamins.
Oh, you got to have multis and you got to listen to my show. Also, I'm not going to be at these shows, but a comedian that I'm a huge fan of, he's like a lesser successful guy from Long Island that I like to try to, bring under the wing a little bit.
I saw him on that bridal show.
Bride Wars.
Where he was trying to out-drunk a guy.
Yeah, that's probably the one of the few things he can win in. And that's his name is John Garbus, and he something like that. And he's
Garbo.
Is it Garbo?
Garbo
is it,
talks.
Greta's son. He's going on tour, and he's touring on October 21st through the 24th.
That's coming up.
It's very soon, so you can get your tickets now at Gabris, however he says it, Gabris.com/live. He's in San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, and a little New York power hour stop.
Okay.
So
what does he do though? I mean, I can't imagine it.
He has a podcast, and it's honestly, it's almost nothing. He just gets like a comedian to come up there and he talks to them for a little bit.
It's the privilege of seeing you him in person.
You may
show up at some.
And honestly, I don't understand why anyone buys tickets to live podcasts because they're eventually in your pocket for free. But I appreciate
seeing all the funny faces we make at each other the entire time. Yeah, some of these were golden, man. I was doing some over here to Kevin.
Yeah, the shit you were doing.
He was
to Kevin
doing
was
some
wild.
Back.
Yeah, it was fucking great.
It was crazy.
Face. You give good face, bro.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Well, everyone, head over there to Gabers.com, is that what you said?
Gabers.com/live. Yeah.
/live.
And the StitcherPremium.com promo code Gino for 1 free month.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
We're doing it also from Long Island.
Great guy.
Love him.
Love him. Kevin Attenborough, what do you want to plug here?
On Saturday, the 23rd of October, a show is happening at Dynasty Typewriter, which is sold out, but will be live streamed to the world. It is called The Uncanny Hollow, and it is a sketch show that is done in the manner of the Twilight Zone.
Oh my gosh.
The cast includes Tawny Newsom, Tim Baltz, Sean Diston, Mary Sohn, and Lily Sullivan, and hosted by Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, names no one who listens to this show would recognize because they've never been on the show. But
Tawny was on for Star Trek.
Oh, Tawny's been on? Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah, but they're very talented.
Lily, though, has a great Twitter handle. I can't remember exactly what it is. But
it's not difficult.
No, of course not. Well, that's great. I mean, people can live stream this. Even if they can't be in the room with these very special people, what I heard about this is Paul F. Tompkins' first sketch show in like 30 years. Is that possible?
That seems maybe too
too
many
much,
years,
but in a while, right?
Feels like that.
Right.
Feels like 90.
That's from Jesus Christ Superstar, is it not? The writer of Cats. I don't know if you know that, but all you guys in England love him,
huh?
From what Phoebe says. Phoebe, turning to you now, what do you want to plug? Obviously, please don't sit on my bed in your outside clothes.
And sorry, Harriet Tubman on HBO Max. And that's it.
That's it. Nothing else? No podcasts? Nothing?
I'm on podcast hiatus.
You're on high?
Yeah. Black Frasier is the last podcast that I had out, and it's with me and my boyfriend, codenamed British Bake Off, and we give advice and interview people, but that's on hiatus.
What type of advice? Give me some advice, because I need some. What, like, anything?
Your
figure out
great.
A hairstyle.
No.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were asking for advice from everyone.
No, not from everyone.
Do you put product in your hair, or is it just naturally like that?
No, there's product in it, but
that's great.
It's Why? What were you going to say if I said no?
I was going to say your hair naturally can just make that
it's
shape.
Too it's too crazy. I'm due for something. People can look at the picture.
Yeah. You're perfect. You don't need any of it.
Thank you so much. This is the advice I like. You're perfect. You don't need any.
Done.
Officer Drarry, do you want to plug anything? Do you have stuff to plug?
I will. If you're in L.A., And you like live improv, you can go to Holy Shit Improv. It's Mondays at the Silver Lake Lounge. It's a lot of great people. And if you like to listen to podcasts, there's two I listen to, two comedy ones. One's called Family Time. It's a family in Pasadena. They're a real laugh. And then Everyone Bailed, which a bunch of people bail on a guy. And now that one, the sound quality was started right when quarantine happened. So you gotta plug your ears a little bit, but you'll enjoy it as you get there.
Give it some, a little leeway there.
Some guests are still figuring out Zoom, but you'll have a blast.
Yeah. Okay. Those are great plugs. I want to plug, CBBWorld.com, ComedyBangBangWorld.com, going strong. We, of course, had a great show on Friday of Scott Hasn't Seen, where we watched The Addams Family with Adam Scott that just came out because his name is Adam. And this week we have, of course, the Andy Daly Podcast Project. Episode 3 is coming out tomorrow. And this Friday we're watching Dune, the old Dune, the David Lynch Dune. So that'll be exciting. Plus, I think something's coming out on Wednesday as well. So a lot of great stuff. Head over to cbbworld.com, Bananas for Bonanza, ad-free episodes of Comedy Bang Bang you can listen to there. And if you sign up for a year, you get 2 months free. All right, let's close up the old plug bag. Yes, that was... it was not over. That was Rain Song by The Midst. Thank you so much. Gino, thank you so much. Great to see you. Good luck with...
You're welcome.
I was going to say your tour, but you're not going on the tour.
No, I wish. This guy needs podcast help big time.
He really
check
does.
Out John Garbage. Garbage. Some whatever
or the
it
band
is.
Garbage.
Check them out. Shirley Manson. They're also playing tonight at the Hollywood Bowl opening for Alanis.
Do you have tickets to this?
Someone I know
so
does.
Many times. Okay.
Dave Coulier.
Good to know. Phoebe... Great to have you. So wonderful to see you. My YouTube friend, of course. All things YouTube, we share together equally.
We do. We got when they go back on the road, we have to go to a show together.
Do it. Do you know anything?
I don't. Swear I do not. If I did, I would tell you.
We got to go.
Yeah. So Phoebe's your YouTube friend and Kevin is your Me Too friend?
I don't know about that. Kevin Attenborough. I'll get back to you. But Officer Drarry... Mainly because we're all shouting. Officer Drarry, look, your life sucks. Out of anyone here, Phoebe should be giving you advice because she gave me advice that I didn't need any, which is great. But.
Yeah. Looking forward for what you do with the hair, though. Something's coming to head for sure.
Good. But check out the picture to see if I need it.
Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs. I'm doing the worst here.
Got it in there right under the wire. Really appreciated that. And Kevin Attenborough.
Greta Garbo and Monroe, Dietrich and DiMaggio, Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean, on the cover of a magazine, Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen, Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren, Catherine, Lana too. Betty Davis, we love you. Vogue.
Oh, brilliant. God. So please, someone turn that into a plugs theme as well, too. We need that clean. Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.